Hey, what's up, everybody? Welcome to another edition of Barber Therapy. Welcome back. I hope everybody had their turkey, and you're probably still eating a lot of leftovers right now, you know. Some of us have leftovers for weeks, right? Don't we? We really go hard on Thanksgiving. So it's really a good tradition to have. But again, welcome back to Barber Therapy. Today is November 30th. And let's get right to it. I'm David Reese, your host. So, let's start with Thanksgiving. Awesome holiday. I had a great time. You know, we had family in town. And, it was one of the first times that we felt comfortable gathering in almost 2 years. You know, I hadn't seen some of my brother. I haven't, in almost 2 years. It was a really odd way. You know, the last time I saw him, we were actually hanging out in Bed-Stuy, Brooklyn. And it was the anniversary of Biggie's death. And we were at this nightclub. I can't remember the name of it. But my brother, he knows so many New York City club DJs. And we were basically at this nightclub. And we were leaving. And when we got in the car, on the radio, they were canceling all of the events that were going on the next day because of COVID. And at that time, they weren't even really knowing or they didn't really have a great idea of why they were closing everything. But anyway, they were closing everything, including the event that I was going to the next day at the Jacob Javits Center in New York City. And I was just like, man, I can't believe this. It's kind of weird. You know, I was, my brother, dropped me off. I stayed in a hotel. My only time I could say in New York City, I actually stayed in a hotel. If only people who really hang out in New York City know what I mean, because that means that when you're really having fun in New York City and you got a hotel room, you really don't stay there. You really, because you're having fun. You're not spending much time there. All your time is spent hanging out in the city and running around. You really just come back there just to fall asleep. And then you don't lay around. You wake up and you just get up and you just go. You know what I'm saying? You're going all day. So it can be pretty pricey, staying in a hotel in New York City. A lot of people like to, a lot of people that come from up here where I'm at in Rochester, they would say, I like to stay in New Jersey. It's cheaper. The hotels are cheaper. And then you got to drive into New York. They want to bring their car, because that's what it is. Rochester people love their cars. Oh, my God. I don't know how it is. I haven't lived too many places around, but I'm telling you, people in Rochester, they love their cars. If they could drive their car to go take a shit in the bathroom, they would. I promise you. It's a fact, a known fact. They should just put their toilets outside just so they could drive to go take a shit. That's pretty much how serious people are about their cars here in Rochester. They drive 5 feet. Anywhere. So God forbid that you go to New York City, the one of the most walkable towns in the world. God forbid you don't bring your car. Oh my God. You would think it was the end of the world. So anyway, they got to bring your car, right? So they drive the car. Usually they stay at some crappy hotel in New Jersey. And trust me, in Jersey do have some nice hotels, but people who bring their cars never stay in them. They always stay in a crappy hotel. Oh my God, so anyway, drive there to stay in a crappy hotel, right? That's usually the plan. Then what you do is you wanna, get in your car and then you wanna drive into New York City, right? Which is work, okay? Now, first of all, you're gonna spend a good 2 hours doing it on most times, right? You're going, especially during peak season. Because you're going to be stuck in a tunnel. I've been waiting to get into a tunnel. You're stuck in traffic everywhere you go. Most people who are not from around, they really don't know, the real direct ways to get in and out the city. So, it's like a tour of basically just looking at the streets. Okay. Me, I like to get out and I like to walk around New York City, I want to smell it. I want to go around and smell the food, I want to smell the garbage. I want to smell the urine. I just do. Anyway, I want to smell it all. I want to smell it. Anyway, right? So back to what I was talking about. So basically, me and my brother in New York City. And so I stayed in the hotel for the next 2 days. Basically, all I did was just come downstairs. I would go walk around and, you know, depending on how packed the place was, I stopped and I would get something to eat in a restaurant. And even with that, people weren't really, you know, spacing out yet, you know, and stuff like that. They weren't wearing any mask or anything like that. Those rules came, you know, way later. So, you know, I walked around New York City for 2 days and I just went up to my room. I was asleep. I closed those blinds. Hotels got the best room darkening curtains. I love room darkening curtains. I swear. And if you really want to get some good sleep, you know, I'm talking about that really good sleep, right? You want to have some room darkening curtains. I should start me a website just selling room darkening curtains. I just love them so much. I brag about them all day. You close them up, and it's like the room just turns to nighttime. So I like to turn my place into nighttime sometimes. So what I do is I'll just literally, sometimes on a day where I'm not going anywhere or got anything to do, I'll just close those room darkening curtains anyway. So I got the best sleep for 2 days in New York City. That basically never, ever happens. Okay, so anyway. So I haven't seen my brother since then. It was so great to see him and his children and his wife, and we all had a great time. My sister, her husband, you know, and we were all just one big old happy family. You know, my fiance, we just had a great time. You know, and we sat around and we talked, and it just felt good just to be in a room and just be close for a little while. You know, I'm not really doing that on a regular basis anymore, so. So it felt good, you know. I wonder how you guys did. You know, did you hang out with your family? Did you do it alone? You know, these days you got all these loner people out here, and they got the Friendsgiving people. You know, I understand. You know, people love their friends. I get it. You know what I'm saying? But it's a lot of people out here that, you know, they're not hanging out with their family, and I'm not sure if their family is weird or they're weird. But you know, I'm not judging anybody. I'm definitely not going to judge anybody, but it just seems weird when people don't hang out with their family. And so some people got reasons, and some people, their reason is because they're weirdos. Anyway. Anyway, we watched the replay of the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. It was the induction into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. They inducted Jay-Z, and his speech was good, and I enjoyed that. And it was somebody else, damn it, I can't remember who else they inducted. You know, I was really only concerned with the black people, I must say, but you know what, it was one, oh my God, cannot remember this lady's name now, but she wrote, she wrote this song, "You just call on my name, and you know wherever I am, I'll come running." Now, I only heard black people sing this song. I never knew that this white lady wrote this song, and it was really dope. That's how, you know, to find that out, I did not know. But anyway, I've only heard black people sing that song. You remember, winter, spring, summer, or fall? A lot of y'all are not going to know what I'm talking about, but anyway, whatever. You know, it's a black culture song that I would consider it to be. But it turns out this white lady wrote it, and she was inducted into the Hall of Fame. And, so Jay-Z, he went up there, did his speech. And, you know, he's looking all artsy-fartsy, you know, with his hairstyle. You know, he's pretty much channeled the energy of Basquiat, the artist, you know, who was very famous. And I get it. You know, hey, I like it. It looks good on him. You know, so go ahead, Jay-Z, and congratulations, you know, for being inducted into the Hall of Fame. You, LL Cool J, was also in there. LL did the mean, tribute to himself, which I thought was dope. You know, he came out, did a few of his greatest hits, and he did "The Mama Said Knock You Out." And so we were talking about his silver suit that he had on, which was pretty interesting. He had on this, it looked like a, almost like a jogging suit, but it had rhinestones, like big old giant rhinestones on the collar and on the sleeves, and you know, all that. It looked like, it looked like he was performing, like he came in from outer space to perform on Earth or something. It was so shiny and glistening, and you know, but LL looks good, and everybody was looking good, and it was just fun to watch. So I really enjoyed that one. I wonder if some of you actually have seen that, and what your thoughts are about it. Yeah, so you know, I really, the Rochester weather. Here we go. We know we're back to winter time. It's getting dark. You know, very early. Like I'm talking about, like super early. Now it's like it's getting dark, like 4 o'clock in the afternoon. You know, it's like it affects my mood. It really does. You know, it's like when I think about, you know, it's like when it gets dark at 9 o'clock at night, I still my mind and definitely my body doesn't understand what's going on here when it's getting dark at 4 o'clock. It's like it's just weird, and I just have such a hard time adjusting. So I don't know what to do about it. I've been popping mad vitamin D, which I've been doing now for the last 2 years, because they say, you know, vitamin D, take it for COVID, take it for this, take it for your problem, take it for, you know, everything. Just take mad shitloads of vitamin D. That's what they say. So I've just been taking mad shitloads of vitamin D. What I have noticed is normally when the summer's over after a couple of months, I don't know, I just start to get like pale looking, like I don't know, it's weird, but I think I'm holding on to some of my color from the summer, and I think that the vitamin D has something to do with it. At least I'm hoping, you know. I'm not no Dr. Sabia or nothing, but you know, I got my little tricks. You know, I juice, I make my own juice, I drink these crazy juices, you know, all this juice, you know, to try to, you know, see if I could you know, just stay alive as long as I can. That's all we want to do, right? We're all trying to stay alive as long as we can. You know, that's the whole thing about it. Yeah, so I was also like to take a moment, you know, to just recognize that, you know, how much I appreciate you guys for taking a moment, you know, to listen to me, you know, and my bullshit. I really, you know, I call this barber therapy. You know, I really don't, you know, I'm not really trying to solve any problems or anything. What I am trying to do is just give people a reason to smile, you know, create, put some positive energy out in the world. That's really what this podcast is really all about, you know. If I did have anything that I wanted to talk about today, you know, as far as, you know, on the therapeutic side, you know, I would like to, you know, really talk about for a moment, you know, about how I think that, you know, we need more relationships in the world. You know, a lot of people are opting out of relationships, you know, and they've been doing it for a while now. And I get it. You know, sometimes, you know, people have reasons, they've been hurt. You know, so it's a million reasons why people, you know, shy away from relationships. But let me tell you, and this from my personal experience, you know, from being in a relationship at this moment, is I really enjoy, you know, having someone to talk to, you know, and, you know, and you can get that from friendship too, you know. So let's say that, okay, if you don't have a relationship, you know, then keep your friends close, you know, those conversations that you have, you know, that energy that would you share with people in relationship, you're in relationship with, or a friend, you know, that energy, you know, is you need that. You know, it's almost like air and food and water. You know, we need this, you know, we need cultivation for our spirit. You know, so I like talking to my friends. You know, I love, you know, talking to, you know, my lady. You know, me and her, you know, we have some good conversations sometimes, and sometimes we don't, you know, we don't judge each other. Sometimes we give each other just enough room to have a real conversation, because sometimes it's very hard, you know, to have a really good conversation with someone, you know, because everybody's got their boundaries and, you know, their borders, you know. But sometimes it's nice when you just lift up, you know, that gate just a little bit and just talk about something real, you know, and how you really feel. You know, because, you know, we live in the world now, everybody's fine, everybody's great, and everybody's doing so fucking super great, you know what I'm saying? But that's not true at all, you know? And to walk around like that fake and be all pent up like that, you know, it's got, you know, your spirit, everybody's spirit's got to be like a tight muscle, you know? And that's why people explode. You know, we see these videos. That's why it's so easy to see these videos now, where it's just people every day of the week, it's just a new one, you know, where people just losing it. You know, because they just wound up too tight, you know. So I'm going to stress that, you know, whoever it is, whoever you are, you know, if you have a half a friend, you know, cultivate that relationship, You know, if you're in a half of a relationship with someone, you know, cultivate that relationship. You know, if you're not sure where it's going, you know, that's fine. If you're not sure where the friendship is going, that's fine. You know, but cultivate it. You know, relationships take time. Communications to get to a level where you can honestly communicate with a person takes time. You know, it's like watering a plant. You know, but you won't regret it if you do it. You know, and I know it's scary these days because, you know, people, you know, have their own intentions and, you know, oh my God, I hear all kinds of stuff. People recording your calls and putting it on social media and all that stuff. You know, but, you know, if you have someone you could halfway trust, you know, just acknowledge that and acknowledge that with them and explain to them, you know, hey, this is something I'm doing, you know, that I might not normally do, you know, and you might find that person feels the same way, and that makes that relationship even more that valuable. Say, okay, now we can set up a situation where we can trust each other, you know, and this world needs more of that, more people that we could trust, you know. That's something that we are not, people are just not into these days. It just seems like everybody at any given moment could just walk away from everybody. You know, they got these bullshit motivational videos, you know, where they go tell everybody, you don't need nobody. You can walk around all by yourself. And fuck everybody. Fuck your family. Fuck your kids. You know, and that's not right. And I don't agree with it, you know. So I'm going to tell you, you know, we need love and we need, you know, patience in this world. And we also need to get back to valuing friendship. You know, it's very important. So I would like to, you know, encourage everybody to do that and just get that closeness back, you know, whether it be with a friend or family. You know, we come in this world by ourselves and we go out by ourselves. But the whole time we're here, we got access to so many different people. You know, why not interact? You know, why not? You know, we can learn from each other, you know, and do it in a productive way, you know. It always have to be about drinking and getting up and smoking together because, you know, people turn that into a, you know, a activity, which I understand. But it's like, you know, but that right there is so fleeting. You know, when you party with people, you know, and you bullshit with people, you know, you barely can remember those moments. You know, if something funny happens, usually if you remember, it's about something that's funny that happened, you know. But the most things you're going to remember are those real interactions you have, you know, those sober-minded moments, you know, where you're really connecting with another human being. So, again, I just want to encourage that. So, I'll leave that alone. And as a matter of fact, let's take this moment, you know, also to say, you know, that if nobody tell you, I think you're great, I think you're beautiful, I think that you need to believe in yourself a little more, and I think that you need to have a little more faith in this world, because this world is full of great people, okay? And that's it. I'm not saying nothing else about it. I'm done with it. And I guess that would be the therapy portion of this podcast. and I think I did a great job, too, didn't I? So the other the news, which is who, you know, I'm only talking about it because Jesse Smollett thing is, I guess he's going to be going to trial soon. And, you know, I'm sure nothing's going to come out of it, even though I don't know, because he's not popular anymore. You know, so maybe he might get in a little trouble for that. You know, let me think about it. Did anybody get hurt? Not really. You know, I don't think anybody got hurt. I think he hurt, you know, LGBTQT plus community. I think he hurt their feelings, you know, because, you know, they held him up and then he, you know, then he used the opportunity to totally just take the ball and run with it himself, you know, in a very selfish way. But because he wanted the attention, you know, but I believe a lot of, you know, people out here, that's, we're all trying to get attention. And, you know, whether, you know, I almost envy people who don't need it, you know, but hey, I need attention, you know. So anyway, he just went about it the wrong way. So, you know, we go screaming fire in a building, you know, got everybody all riled up thinking that, you know, racist people is running around, you know, and trying to, you know, what they say they did to him. They smacked them up and they, what else they do to them? They smacked them up. And did they pour something on them? I forgot what happened. Yeah, I can't even remember now. But anyway, That's what I'm saying. It's not that important, but just the idea that he did that, and you know, he blamed it on some, you know, some white people, and it turned out to be the black dudes, and he knew the dudes, and da 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 da. You know what I'm saying? So I don't know. He's probably end up with a slap on the wrist or nothing. But you know, it'd be funny if they just sent him to jail for like 50 years. Well, I wouldn't know if I like to see Jesse Smollett in jail for 50 years. Yeah, dirty bastard. What's some other? Oh my God, I don't even want to go into these other court cases that's going on right now. You know what I'm saying? But those dirtbags that killed that guy who was walking around, all he was doing was jogging, and he went and looked at some houses that were being built. You know, I'm glad that they getting what they deserve. Now we're gonna find out, you know, what's gonna happen to them in the end. You know, if they're gonna, how much time they're gonna get. That's what we're gonna have to watch out for now. You know, but I don't want nobody thinking they could walk around and do something like that. You know, as who do they think they are? Like, that was crazy to me. You know, and that's nothing but some old school racism. You know, and that's what it was. Them guys grew up listening to their granddaddy stories about how you can chase black people down, do what you want to, and treat them in your own kind of way. And they still, to this day, was trying to rekindle that energy. And they did. And now their ass is going to jail for it. And I hope they rot in jail. I mean that. I hope they rot in jail. You know, it's poor people, the family of that people. They still, that guy got to still live out here and deal with and live with that pain of missing him. Racists suck. I don't care who they are. I don't care who they are. They suck. They're nasty people, and a lot of that behavior is learned. They're nasty people. So I hope they get what they serve, and just like Sam Jackson said, and I hope they ride in hell. That's all I got to say about that, too. You know, it's just a shame in this country. You know, we're supposed to be one of the best, you know, countries in the world and stuff like that is going on. Only imagine what we look like, you know, around the world, you know, to people when people are seeing stuff like that going on over here. You know, it's like, it's got to look crazy to them. You know, it's got to look crazy. You know, and on the other side of that, too, I always think about this bail reform stuff, you know, because I understand that it's necessary, right? You know, because a lot of people get railroaded by this system. You know, but then to let these the violent criminals out, you know, I don't think that's a good idea. So I hope that they amend it. I'm not, you know, because I do agree that it's necessary, but I hope that they amend it and add a thing where say, okay, if you're a violent person, you know, or possibly could be committing violence when you come back out, we let you, then maybe we should just keep you around a little longer, you know, or you know, it's way beyond my realm of things, you know, legal. You know, mine, but see, it has to be some, you know, a little more. They got to scale that back just a little bit. You know, if everybody who knows who's lives in the city, and I'm sure, who knows, I'm sure it happens out in the burbs too, and out in the country, you know, countries too. In the country, more suburban parts of town, because everybody's got, you know, people in prison. They show up back in your neighborhood, you know, and it's like all of a sudden, you know, some shit gets started. You know, that could be anywhere. That's not black issue. That's white, black, that's everybody. You know, so some of these people, when they come out of jail, they get right back to the shit they were doing before they got to jail. You know? So I just want to hope that, you know, they do take the, you know, take that and kind of take a look at it and say, okay, these, you know, the violent ones, let's you know, figure out what we're going to do about this. So that way people out here still have their peace. You know? I think that's a great idea. I think that's going to have to do that, you know. And I also want to, you know, can we get some more stimulus? I'm going to say that every podcast. Can we get some more stimulus out here? I'm missing that stimmy so much. Forget you stimmy haters. All right, well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to thank you again for putting up with my bullshit. And this is another episode of Barber Therapy. I hope you all have a wonderful week. And stay tuned for the next one, okay? Thank you.